Blog Talk Radio.
Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and forever. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom, and all of his righteousness and all these other things shall be added unto us. I'm Dr. Alfreda. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. We pray that everybody had a lovely weekend. Wow, where do the time go? Where do the time go? Amen. I'm telling you, amen. But we are rolling with it. We are redeeming the time. Amen. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. And we just want to thank God. Amen. That we are here every day. Every day. Every day. Glory be to God, and to God be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. I was trying to get permission, amen, to do something else on yesterday, amen, just seeing what the Lord had to say about it, amen, but he said no. Well, amen, I'm glad he didn't, and the way he led me, it was the way I was supposed to be. But sometimes you inquire, amen, and we bless be the name of the Lord. Whatever you did on the weekend, we pray, amen, that Jesus, amen, was on your mind. If you're a first timer with this ministry, we want to greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Please enjoy the fellowship services on today. Amen. Please enjoy, amen, the breakfast. Amen. Hallelujah. We call, some people call this a prayer line, but we don't do too much praying on this particular line. We don't do no praying. We have a dedicated line for praying. Amen. We come here to feed you. Amen. Glory be to God. We come here to have church. We come here to have fellowship. Amen. We come here to serve your breakfast. Amen. Glory be to God. And on Sundays, we serve your brunch. We serve your breakfast and lunch. Oh, yeah, that's what we do here. Glory be to God on our fellowship services. Amen. So enjoy the services on today to the extent that you keep on keeping on, coming on back. Amen. We are here 7 days a week. 7 days a week. Amen. And we give God all the praise and we give God the glory. Amen. And we do give God all of the honor. Amen. And amen. All right. We're going to jump right into it on this morning. Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. I'm going to turn your attention this morning to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter number 1, verse 7. 2 Timothy, amen, 1 and 7. It's a very familiar portion of scripture for some of us, amen. And hopefully if it's not for you, if it's not familiar with you, it will be after today, amen. And it reads as such. It says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of a sound mind. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Amen. We're going to talk to you just for a couple minutes today. Amen. We titled our teaching today, Going Crazy. Going Crazy. Going Crazy. Well, we're going somewhere with that subject, amen, and we bless be the name of the Lord, amen. Oh, beloved, amen, I, I've heard people say it all the time. Matter of fact, over the last 50, 60 years myself, I might have, you know, screamed it out once or twice without even thinking about it. When pressure, you know, comes on you, glory be to God, sometimes when we're under a lot of stress and sometimes we're under a lot of pressure or even fear, sometimes we're exhausted, you know, and we feel like we can't think straight. Anybody ever been there? I can't even think straight right now. Glory be to God. And a lot of us have been tempted to say, and I hear it all the time, you know what I mean? I feel like I'm losing my mind. Up in here, I feel like I'm losing my mind. I heard someone say not that long ago, they was talking to the Lord. They said, "Dear God, what's wrong with me?" See? Because they felt like they was losing their mind. It was so much stress, so much pressure. They were mentally exhausted. You know, just they felt like they was out of it. Beloved, but if you ever felt this way before, or maybe some of you right now are tempted, like this is where you are right now. You might say, "All right, Pastor, yep, you're talking to me." Let me assure you on this morning, amen, that you are not going crazy. Let's just set the record straight. I know you feel like, and I know you probably already made an appointment with your psychiatrist. I know you already got the doctor's appointment. I know you're taking whatever they take for mental situation, Prozac, Prozac, whatever it is. I don't know. I know you already got your prescription. But slow down. I want to come and tell you this morning that you are not going crazy. Now, I want you to put that right now in your notes. I want you to pull your notebook out, amen. Hopefully, you never come to the university. Amen. We're in Kingdom University here. Hopefully, you never come to the university without your notebook. All right? So, under today's date, I want you to write in all bold letters. Amen. I am not going crazy. Now, the devil wants you to think you're going crazy. I want to get blessed be the name of the Lord. That's all just part of the fight, beloved. I'm teaching on fighting a good fight of faith. I know I've been teaching it on the media stream, and we've been touching on it here over the last couple of weeks here and there, that we're fighting a good fight of faith. Beloved, that's all part of the fight. See? The devil all up in your dreams, you know, all up in your situation, you know what I mean, all up in your Kool-Aid, huh? No, that's just all part of the fight. No, you keep on fighting. You ain't crazy. You ain't crazy. See? And so we want to come and set the record straight right now. Amen, beloved. Because God's word declares. Now, we're talking about God's word. God's word. The awesome God. The magnificent God. The wonderful God. The God, the breathtaking God. Glory be to God. His word declares, beloved, that you have been given a sound mind that makes even, beloved, in the craziest and the most difficult situation, your mind is sound. I know the situation is crazy. I know it is. Glory be to God. I know the situation is difficult. I know it's a lot of pressure here. We understand all that. Got you sweating. You had to check twice to see if it was sweat or blood. But I want you to know right now, glory be to God, that God's word declares that you have been given a sound mind. And God is not a man, and God is not a liar, and his word is true, and he honors his word above his name, and his word would never return unto him void. If God said it, baby, it's absolute truth. Glory be to God. So when Paul wrote these words here, beloved, in 2 Timothy 1, glory be to God, we have to know that it was a difficult time for the early church when this was written. Nero, he was the king at that time. He was crazy.
Now, this is, look, you think some of these presidents got some problems and ex-presidents? Well, Nero was bona fide crazy. Huh? The boy was insane. And what King Nero was doing at this particular time, beloved, when the scripture was written, he was persecuting believers everywhere. He was persecuting you just because you was a believer. Just because. And not only was he persecuting the believers, his methods of persecution were gruesome and cruel. Oh, it was cruel. He had the animals eating them up. I mean, he was dipping, he was killing them in oil, hot fried oil. You know, like, you know how you got to make they tell you to make your grease real hot when you're frying chicken, you know what I mean, when you're frying your meat? Well, he was putting people that I met on. The boy was crazy. And so at that time, beloved, Timothy, he was the pastor of the church of Ephesus. And he knew that Nero's secret police would take special pleasure in killing him. And not just in killing him, I mean, you know, if you're just going to put the gun to my head and pull the bullets, get me out. But no, Nero wasn't going down like that. It was going to be some type of barbaric way. He wanted you to feel the pain. He wanted you to suffer. He wanted you to feel it. See, and Timothy knew this. If King Nero had got his hands on Timothy, that Timothy was going to suffer. So here Timothy is, beloved, considering the threat against his life. And a spirit of fear tried to grab hold of him. Like it would have tried to grab hold of you and me. And so this is why Paul had to write to Timothy. This is why Paul had to write this scripture in 2 Timothy 1:7. And let Timothy know that God have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. A sound mind. God has given us a sound mind. Now, beloved, amen. When we look at that word sound mind in the Greek, it's a compound word. The first word means to be saved or delivered, suggesting something that is delivered, something that is rescued, revived, salvaged, and protected, and now it is safe and secure. One theologian even suggests, beloved, that the first part of this compound word for sound mind actually depicts a person who was on the verge of death, just a couple seconds from dying, but that person was revived, resuscitated, because new life was breathed into him. Like somebody that's drowning, and somebody comes over and they give them CPR, glory be to God, bring them back to life. See? Now, the second part, beloved, of that Greek definition of sound mind, glory be to God, carries the idea of a person's intelligence or total frame of thinking. See? Including that person's rationale, that person's logic, and that person's emotions. The word refers to every part of the human mind, including all of the processes that are engaged in making the mind function and come to conclusions. So, beloved, when we put the two words together, and we get the definition, glory be to God, sound mind. What did, amen, what is the word saying here, glory be to God? It pictures a mind that has been delivered, a mind that has been rescued, a mind that has been revived, a mind that has been salvaged, a mind that has been protected, and a mind that is now safe, and a mind that is now secure. Thus, beloved, even if your mind is tempted to succumb to fear, as was in this case with Timothy, you can allow God's mind and Holy Spirit to work in you. Huh? You can allow God's word. The word of God is the mind of God. The mind of God is the will of God. The will of God is the word of God. But you can, when you allow God's word and God's spirit, that's why he told Joshua, meditate in this word day and night. That's why we are encouraged, beloved, to spend time in the word, to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. Huh? To spend time in fellowship, studying the word, line upon line, precept upon precept. Don't go a day without eating, amen, your spiritual food. For man shall not live by bread alone, by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, beloved. And when we allow God's word, being not conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind, taking off the old, putting on the new, God's word and the Holy Spirit, we're still teaching on the Holy Spirit, beloved. We're just showing you how the Holy Spirit is into everything that pertains to God. You cannot leave the Holy Spirit out, see? And when you're partnering with the Holy Spirit, see, to work in you, see, beloved, and your mind will be delivered, your mind will be rescued, your mind will be revived, and your mind will be salvaged. This means, beloved, that your rationale, your logic, and your emotions can be shielded from the illogical, absurd, ridiculous, unfounded, and crazy thoughts that have tried to grip your mind in the past. And y'all know we done had some crazy thoughts. Crazy. I was talking to one individual. They said, Pastor, I was contemplating suicide. I said, you got to be kidding. Crazy thoughts. One brother contemplated jumping off a bridge. And guess what? He did. He did. Crazy thoughts. You say, where do these thoughts come from? I come to tell you that you're not crazy, beloved. God is not giving you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Glory be to God. All you have to do is grab hold of God's word and God's spirit. You feel like you're going crazy? Tell the truth. Yeah, I'm under a lot of pressure. Grab hold of God's word. Put them pills down. Cancel your appointment with your psychiatrist. I don't know. Maybe keep it. I don't know. Let them confirm that you delivered. Huh? Get away from social media and all that. Shut that down for a few days. Put your cell phone on mute. You ain't going to die. How did we live before cell phones? Turn the TV off. Grab hold of the word of God. Tuck in with him. You're not going crazy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, beloved, in light of that definition, we have to remember in the Greek, you only have about 8,500 words in the Greek, beloved. That's all you have in the Greek. When we have to, amen, break that down to the English. Now, English, we have about maybe 500,000 words in our vocabulary. And so that's why the Greek, amen, can, glory be to God, have so many, because we have 500,000 words, one word could mean to 20 different things. One Greek word, compared to our English vocabulary, can mean 20 different things because we have so many words in our vocabulary. So that's why we have to just keep it in context. See, and we thank God, amen, hallelujah, for, amen, the theologians, amen, that breaks all this down for us in the Greek, amen, the Hebrew, glory be to God. So let us read this in my closing on this morning. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 in the Greek. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love. He has given you a mind that has been delivered, a mind that has been rescued, a mind that has been revived, a mind that has been salvaged, a mind that has been protected, and a mind that has been brought into a place of safety, and a mind that has been brought into a place of security, so that it is no longer affected by illogical, unfounded, and absurd thoughts. And somebody say amen. Baby, you're not going crazy. It ain't nothing wrong with your mind. You hear what I'm telling you? Your mind is working just fine. You're just under spiritual attack. Baby, you got to fight the good fight of faith. You see, beloved, what I'm saying to you is that when your mind is guarded by the word of God, now I didn't say guarded by as the world turns. I didn't say guarded by Jerry Springer. Huh? I didn't say guarded by CNN News. I say when your mind is guarded by the word of God, beloved, you think differently. You think differently. It's as simple as that. You can't think the same because you're not the same. Ooh. When the word of God, beloved, is allowed to work in your mind, it safeguards your emotions. When the word of God is allowed to work in your mind, beloved, it defends your mind from demonic assault. Your mind is guarded by the word of God. How's Satan going to get to you? Huh? How can your emotions go overboard and your mind is being guarded by the word of God? You are unable to be touched by evil. The word is the protection all in itself. Oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. Beloved, when, hallelujah, your mind, glory be to God, hallelujah, is protected by the word of God, it shields you from arrows that the enemy may try to shoot in your direction in order to arouse a spirit of fear inside of you. Oh, baby, the arrows is coming. We will not be afraid of the arrows by day or the terror at night. The arrows are being shot your way, but no weapon formed against you is going to prosper because your mind is guarded by the word of God. Why don't you put the time in? It is not happenstance. And not because you put some time in last week and last month. Because you put the time in daily. Your mind is protected. It's like a shield around your mind. That helmet of salvation. When them soldiers put that helmet on, why did nothing get through that helmet, baby? They could blow a cannon, and the cannon ball would boomerang back to the sender. That's how strong those helmets were. Well, beloved, we're talking about the word of God. And, beloved, and I want to tell you why it is so important for you to understand this. Because when you begin, beloved, to live a life of faith, which we are encouraging you to do every day in this ministry. When you, beloved, reach out to do the impossible, which we are encouraging you to do every day in this ministry. Just let me just give you heads up right now. Just let me tell you straight up. I want to give you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Oh, I'm doing it. I'm stepping, y'all. Okay. All right. I took that baby step. Whoo. Okay. I took the first step. Took the second step. All right. Good, 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 good. Keep going. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. But I also want you to know now that the enemy will try to assault you mentally, and the enemy is going to try to assault you emotionally in an attempt to stop your progress. I just don't know why I'm so tired. Oh, God. I don't know why I'm so tired. Oh, God. I just don't feel good. I just feel like crying. And all this stuff, if you ain't careful, then you might convince yourself that you're going crazy. But you ain't crazy. This is a mental and a spiritual assault against you, to stop you, to slow you down, to cause you to quit, to cause you to throw your the towel in, to cause you not to show up on your post. That this is what this is about here, to bring fear in you, to make you believe that you're your own press, that you can't make it, you can't do it. This is what this is all about, for you to believe the lie, because that rascal is a liar. He can't tell the truth. It's no truth in him. If the devil could speak truth out of his mouth, it would still be a lie, because everything he says is a lie. He's a father of lies, and he's trying to convince you. He's bombarding you. You can't do it. You can't. Now, come on. You know you can't live holy. Come on now. You know you can't live like that. Come on now. And he just hits you and hits you and hits you and trying to convince you to believe a lie. Hitting you so hard got you think you're going crazy. Got you all woozy. You know, when somebody hit you in your head, can you imagine how those men felt after Mike Tyson getting the slam dunk? Can you imagine what they was feeling in the boxing ring? With some of us that way right now, feeling all woozy, like we about to fall out. I feel like I'm a thing. You ain't crazy. It's the devil working in your mind. The devil is a mind manipulator. That's all he got to play with is your mind. Because he got to get through your mind before he can get through your heart. But you can stop that boy at the gate. Do it the same way Jesus did it. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. You got to hit the devil back with the word. Got all this conversation with the devil. But devil, let me tell you this. And devil, let me just shut up. Come on. Come on. Change the conversation. That has no thunder. That has no power. The kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but the kingdom of God is in power. You got to give the devil God's word. God's word is the power. Not your word. God's word is the power. If it's your word, it better be based on God's word. The devil is no match for the word. I said, look, some of you right now need to call your doctor today. Amen. Get that last appointment in and tell your psychiatrist you ain't coming back. Doggone it. Because ain't nothing wrong with you. Talk to your other doctor and tell them to weed you off some of all this medication. Because ain't nothing wrong with you. All this depression medication, glory be to God, got you all scared, glory be to God. living in fear, scared to leave the house, scared to go in the house, scared to be with people, scared to be by yourself. God darn it. All miscombobulated, don't know if you're coming or going. You ain't crazy. Stop acting like it. But your victory is only in God's word. Now, if you refuse to get in God's word, there's no remedy for you. There is no help for you. If you refuse to go to the answer in God's word, then the devil may have his way. Because the only way the devil can win is if you quit. We already showed you that light, darkness cannot overcome light. You already know that greater is he that lives within you than he that lives in the world. We done gave you all the scriptures to show you that you are more than a conqueror and you can do all things through Christ. And the Bible says to you that be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you go. We done gave you all the scriptures to show you that you win and the devil lose. So the only way the devil can win is if you quit, if you surrender to him. I said you're not crazy. And don't even let them words come out of your mouth. I don't even want to hear you say it. If they come out of your mouth, repent right away. There's no way. Amen. Save the unsaved. Well, if you're unsaved, you need some help. But especially those that are saved. I feel like I'm losing my mind. I don't want to hear you say it one more time. If you're going to do anything with your mind, renew your mind. And there's nothing wrong with you. Glory be to God. So whenever you begin to walk out on faith, beloved, there is going to be an assault where the devil is going to try, amen, to get you. Where the devil may begin speaking into your ear gates, trying to convince you you can't do it. You ain't no pastor, and they ain't even doing anything they both do. Now, you know, you ain't Jesus. Now, why are you trying to live like Jesus? You ain't Jesus. Now, you know you human. Now, you know you got to have some of this. Now, come on now. You know what your hormones telling you. Now, come on now. Yeah, look, do it. I ain't even got to go no further. Y'all know how the devil talk to you. Now, you know this don't make no sense now. So come on, brother. Now, you know it don't take all this now. Now, we're in the 21st century now. It don't take all this. Now, that was back in Old Testament days. And then the devil will have the nerve to turn around and ask you yourself, are you crazy? You ever heard a voice ask you, was you crazy? Are you crazy? What makes you think you can live like that? Like, you know that Bible was written by some old white man in some cave, the old white man Bible. That Bible not even relevant. Are you crazy? The devil asked some of you got the nerve to answer him and say, yeah, I think I am crazy. Now you touching and agreeing with the devil. When you ought to be touching and agreeing with the word, touching and agreeing with the body of Christ, touching and agreeing with the Holy Ghost. Now here you go now, touching and agreeing with the devil. I think I am crazy. And you can decree a thing and it will be established. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. If some of you are crazy today, you're crazy because you said you was crazy. Because God didn't say it. God says he's not giving you the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And when you break down sound mind, baby, you see crazy ain't nowhere close to that. So what do you do when the devil tries to convince you that you're losing your mind? What do you do if you're confused due to stressful situations? or so tempted to fear, beloved, that you can't think straight, what do you do? Because we all been there, and some of you there right now. So I'm going to give you the answer, and then we're going to give the benediction. You ready? Now write it down. I ain't going to forget this. Yeah, I know you're not. I want you to write it down. This is your answer, what to do when you feel like you're about to lose your mind up in here. This is what to do, beloved, when you feel confused due to stressful situations, because sometimes situations get a little stressful. This is what to do when you feel like you can't think straight, because sometimes you got so much coming at you, to tell you the truth, it really is, you know, a struggle to think straight. So here you go, your answer. I'm going to say it real slow so you give you time to write it down. Get alone with the Lord. Get alone with the Lord and give him your concerns. No, she didn't. See, yes, I did. I knew that. Yeah, we knew you knew it, but you didn't. But you wasn't doing it. Be not a hearer only, but be a doer. Get alone. I ain't taking no. I'm not available. I'm not available for the next few hours. I'm not available. I'm not available. I'm not taking no phone calls. I'm not available. I'm not available. I'm not available. I'm not available. I'm getting along with Jesus. I'm getting just me and God, me and God. I'm going to my secret club, me and God, me and God. And I'm going to tell him all about my problems. Not that he don't know, but he need to hear from me. I'm going to tell God all about my concerns. I'm going to tell God what it is, you know, what I'm feeling in my heart, in my mind. It got me going crazy. It got me thinking that I can't think straight. It got me all wrapped up in the game. It got me all twisted up. I'm just going to talk to Jesus. That's what I'm going to do. Hallelujah. Ooh, sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care. Didn't he say, amen, committed to me? All thee that are heavy, are laden, come unto me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Didn't Jesus say, bring me your problem? Why are you trying to, somebody said something heavy. Somebody said something heavy. Amen, I heard Erica say it yesterday. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, what would life be like if we took all our thoughts to God before they became a problem? Ooh, I thought that was heavy. I thought that was heavy. Sometimes we don't when we should. That's why he tells us to talk to him first about everything in Proverbs 3 and 5. Acknowledge him in all of our ways first. Sometimes we don't, beloved. But it ain't never too late. I must tell Jesus, y'all know that song? All of my troubles, I cannot bear these burdens alone. Say, that's exactly what you got to do. The saints knew what they were talking about. God bless them mothers and fathers of Zion. That's why I love them hymns. Them hymns, baby, they was talking to you. And that's exactly what you got to do. Beloved, as you focus on Jesus and release all those burdens, you will find that your mind is working just fine. You go find when you release all your burdens to Jesus. I didn't say whole one, whole two. I said when you empty yourself out to Jesus, you gonna find that your mind is just fine. Oh yes, beloved. 2 Timothy 1:7 promises you a sound mind. Therefore, you have the right and you have the privilege to tell the devil to shut up. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Big brother right here. Just turn around and tell the devil to shut up. Shut up! Who are you talking to? I'm talking to the devil. Why you tell the devil shut up? She's trying to convince me I'm crazy. And I can't be crazy and have a sound mind at the same time. So somebody tell the truth and somebody lying. But since the devil a liar, I'm going to call him a liar. And since God is not a man, he can't lie. I'm going with God. I'm going with the truth. I'm going with the truth. Matter of fact, truth is one of Jesus' names. Devil, shut up. See? And after you tell the devil to shut up, beloved, then declare by faith. And I want you to write this down. I want you to write this down in your book. I want you to write this down in your book. It's the three S's. Y'all know I like to work in acronyms because that's how I study and I remember quick. I remember better in acronym. It's the three S's. S-S-S. Actually, it's four S's because you got that first S's, you told the devil to shut up. After you tell the devil to shut up, beloved, then I want you to declare by faith and write this down. My mind is sound. My mind is safe. And my mind is secure. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. Amen and amen. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you by faith that we are not going crazy and we are not losing our minds. The stress and pressure that we have been facing is going to pass. And we know that you will bring us through these challenging times. You promised us a sound mind, and that is exactly what you have given us. We can't ever thank you enough or fully express our gratitude for the power, for the love, and the sound mind that you have given to us that will carry us safely through these times. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. All right, all right, all right. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is the word of God. Amen. And to God be praise. To God be glory. Amen. And to God be honor. Amen. All right, all right, all right. Amen. In form of announcements on today, amen, we will be at the altar of prayer this week, every day this week, Lord's willing. Amen. At 12 o'clock for our 12 o'clock altar and then back at 9 p.m. for our 9 p.m. altar. Wednesday night Bible study on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All right. Also, we are on all the live media streamings, amen, 6 times this week, amen, actually 12 times, amen, 6 times on media TV, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. in the morning and back at 8 p.m., and then we are on all the media radio networks. They got that hooked up some kind of way. All I know is we have a whole bunch of listeners, a whole bunch of listeners in Africa and Italy. I mean, I have all these Facebook requests. I mean, I have hundreds. I think I have really like 600-700 people waiting for me to respond to them to be my friend on Facebook. I'm just the type of person, I want to look around their Facebook page first and see what's going on before I accept. So this is how they are responding first. They're coming in for Facebook and social media. Amen. But they're listening. How you got all those requests? That's because people are listening to our television and our radio show that's going around the world. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. Who knows? If the Lord allowed me, I'll just go in and let them all in. But I don't know. I don't know. Because I had to throw a witch doctor out. The Holy Spirit had to show me. Amen. The Holy Spirit had to show me. It's a long story. Amen. So I pray first. I just don't accept anybody's request. Amen. I pray first. All right. That's it for today. Amen. We give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. I believe it is our brother David Richardson's birthday. Amen. That's our sister Gwendolyn Richardson. Amen. Glory be to God. Her husband. Amen. And most of you don't know him. Amen. And he's a quiet type of guy. Amen. In the background. Amen. Supporting his wife. Amen. But he is here holding our ministry up in prayer. Glory be to God. So let's see if he's on the line. And so we just want to greet him today. Amen. And to God be all the praise, glory, and the honor. If you have a birthday in the month of July, definitely in the month of August, let's give us your birthday. When, regardless of when your birthday is, amen, we want to just try to, amen, acknowledge you, amen, in Jesus' name. All right. So just let me see. Give me a minute. I can always tell when somebody has experienced deliverance, and we want to thank God for deliverance, amen, that has taken place. Okay, just give me 1 second, saints. I'm trying to moderate and do this. Okay. All right. All right. We bless you in the name of the Lord. So let's find out, amen, if our sister, our sister Gwendolyn Richardson and our brother David Richardson are on the line this morning. Brother Dave, Sister Gwen, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Did you say the day was your husband's birthday?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Yes, is he available? Is he there?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Hello. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Brother David Richardson. David Richardson, God bless you. God bless you. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let us give you 30 seconds of some harmony here. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Amen and amen. Brother David, amen. We want to thank God for you, amen. What we do know about you, amen, is that you are a man of God, amen. You have a very mild and a meek spirit, amen. Glory be to God. Mostly in the background, amen, but we know that you and your wife, you know, you have it going on. Both of you love the Lord and you love one another and you're working in ministry, amen. Glory be to God. So even though we don't hear you, we know that you're there. We know that you're praying. Amen, and that you are a prayer warrior in the Lord's kingdom. And so we just want to thank you just for being there. You know, you're just not the type of guy or maybe not comfortable just to be out front as of yet, but that's okay. You are there. Amen. And you support your wife. Amen. And you are a supporter. Amen. Because you are a real man of God. Amen. So it's just a blessing to have you in our circle. Amen. In our ministry. Amen. And we want to thank God for you. And so from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and especially from me, Pastor Bradford, we want to extend to you a most blessed, blessed, blessed birthday. Amen. We pray that this day is off the chain for you and your wife. Amen. And y'all would just have a wonderful time as you celebrate another year that the Lord has given you. It'll be the best one ever. And that moving forward, it'll be at the bottom of the list for all the ones to come. Amen. Because each birthday will get better and better and better and better and better. So happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Amen. We love you. We appreciate you. We celebrate you. And we honor you, a man of God. Amen. And so at this time, Brother Dave, we want to give you the floor if it's anything that you would like to share at this time.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. Yes, so I'd like to say thank you for that greeting and that reminder of me of my birthday, because the time birthdays come and go. Sometimes we're not reminded of or appreciated for our days that we have spent around or things we did. But I thank you for saying I'm a man of God, because I do love the Lord, because God is a great, great and powerful person or individual spirit that dwells in each and every one of us. And I wish I pray that the Lord continue to order my steps as well as my wife and all the prayer line team, everybody that loves the Lord, just be thankful for all that he's doing. And he gives all that special day once a year to remind us of how special we are, because he made us great and wonderfully made. And there's so many things that he offers us, and there's so many things we can do as well to for each other. So it's good to reach out for those who are in need or a helping hand or some way, somehow. My uncle's, he's been sick for a while, and I was thinking about today reaching out to him on my special birth, on my day, but just to let him know he's special. So I thank everybody that's celebrating the birthday this month, and look forward to another one. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. God bless you. Amen, Brother Richardson. Amen. And thank you for sharing. Amen. We're going to give the benediction, then we're going to open up the lines if anyone have anything to say with our Brother Richardson. Amen. The floor, amen, will be open. Amen unto you. And we bless the Lord. Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for this service on today. Thank you, Father God, for confirming through your word that we are not crazy, Father God, but we have a sound mind, Father God, a love, a mind of power, love, and Father, because it's rooted and grounded in your word. And you're not crazy, and your word is not crazy. If we're one with your word, we are not crazy either. And so we bless you, Father God. We thank you for Brother Richardson, Father God, another birthday, another year that you have given this man of God to serve in your kingdom. Father God, here he is looking to serve somebody else on his special day. So, Father, this shows the integrity of his heart, Father God, and where he stands with you, Father God. And it's all about you and all about your service. So bless him in a real special way, Father God, and do something real special for him, Father, to know that he is special in your kingdom. And so we say thank you. Father God, as we go out today, Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Granted to us traveling road mercy, Father God, cancel every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity. And Father, we cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. Meet us at the altar of prayer. Anoint the prayer warriors as they come to serve, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that there be no interruptions, no interference, Father God, but the prayers will go forward, Father God, and you will hear, and you always will answer. And so we say thank you right now, Father God. Even as we go live on media stream, Father God, in the next few minutes, Father God, we ask them, Father God, that somebody somewhere will say yes to your will. Somebody somewhere, Father God, will make Jesus their choice. And so we bless you. Now, Father God, we want to bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we seal this prayer and this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at Jesus' feet to decree and to declare that it cannot and it will not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and the potential fall for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine on you and to be gracious to you and turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. This is the beginning of a new day. You have been given this day to use it as you will. You can waste it or you can use it for good. What you do today is important because you are exchanging a day of your life for it. When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever. In its place is something that you have left behind. Let it be something good. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Amen. Darkness is dispelled. Amen. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he most definitely is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right. Bless
amen.
The Lord. Amen. So the line is opening up now, right now. And we know that most of us, amen, don't know one another. Amen. But it's not about that. Amen. The brother is celebrating a birthday. So anybody that just wants to say happy birthday or any kind words to Brother Richardson, amen. This is your opportunity to do so at this time. Amen. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Good morning. Can you hear me, Reverend Bradford?
Yes, we hear you.
Can you
sister.
Hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Praise God above it all first, because he is good. He's all that we can ask for, and certainly I give him glory every time I get up and he let me allow me to see another day, as well as my husband. And I'm lifting him up right now because he certainly is a man of God. And I'm just thanking God this morning and every day that we have been together these 20 or 30 something years. God is just good. And we met in Morris Brown Church over 30 something years ago, and certainly he has been like the Lord said, a good man's steps are certainly ordered by the Lord. How do a man know his own ways, not unless he knows the ways of God? So I always think about that scripture, and I always shared it with him from the first time we met. And God is just good, and he knows it, and I love him, and he's a patient person. He speaks, but he's a laid-back person, just like you said, but he's a good person. I never heard nobody say anything bad about him, and I thank God for that, because that's one of his gifts, and I know he want to walk in it, live in it, talk in it, breathe in it, and do all the things that God wants him to do, not desire, but what the Lord wants. And I just want to just say happy birthday to another sister in our church, and her name is Carol McKnight, McDaniel. And I'm lifting up her, too, and also all other birthdays and just the birth that God has given each and every one of us. So I love you, Reverend Bradford, because I just love the way you always acknowledge every person. And you're always in my prayers, you and your family. And God is so good as we continue to bless this prayer line and everybody that come in and out and on it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless. God bless. God bless.
God bless. Yes.
Good morning. This is Joanne.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, wishing you, Brother David, a wonderful birthday. It's always good to hear a man's voice on our line. You know how much I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Thanking you for your support, for your husband's support of the sister Richardson. And being her backbone, and just loving on her the way you do, it shows the other brothers what to do. You know, you're teaching some other brothers how to treat their women, and I like that.
Yeah.
And just enjoy your day. Godspeed to you. I speak blessings in your life, and peace and grace be with you. Have a happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Turner.
Good morning. Good morning. Brother David, my husband, Jerome, and I would like to extend birthday wishes to you, mighty man of valor. And I definitely know what it is to have a man who supports you while he may not say much. That does not mean that he is not doing much. And so we both wish you a very enjoyable day. May God continue to bless you, smile upon you, and may he continue to enrich your life as you enrich the lives of others. Have a very happy birthday.
Wow.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, thank you. Sister Norwood.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Brother Deacon David Richardson. God bless you. This is Sister Priscilla, and I just want to say happy birthday to you. I hope that your birthday is as exciting and full of surprises as mine was, but I'm just wishing you a happy Jesus Joy birthday this day, and that every single day in your new year will just be delightfully blessed by Almighty God in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Sister Priscilla. God bless you. year. They're so sweet. God bless them.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We thank you.
Bless the Lord. Amen. You're
beautiful.
Welcome. You're welcome. Has everyone spoken to the guys to speak?
Good morning. Good
happy
morning,
birthday.
Pastor Bradford.
Good morning.
Happy birthday, Brother David. Blessing on top of blessing on top of blessing. In Jesus' name, enjoy your God-given day. Sister Darlene.
Thank you.
Amen.
Darlene, God bless you as well. Yep.
Yeah, that is beautiful. Can't be no more blessed than that. It's awesome.
Happy Tuesday, my brother Dave. Thank you for his office. Sister Glendalyn, and just, you know, I think about it. You guys are examples for the ones who design a husband and wife. And then for the ones that have a husband and wife, you are an example. I thank God for being in your presence. And I let them know that, yes, you're for the ladies that, you know, impatiently waiting. Yes, there is a blessing for you. And Brother Dave, I just want to say, may you have a supernatural blessed birthday, the best that you've ever had. And this morning, God bless you. Anyway, happy birthday.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Minister Stell.
Amen.
Bless God.
Yeah. Thank y'all so much. So much.
All right. Hey, we want to thank God, yes, for everybody. Amen. Participating.
Yeah.
Amen. For those who decided to. Amen. We bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And we pray
yes,
that
God.
Y'all have a wonderful day today, Sister Gwen. Amen. Brother David.
Thank
amen.
You.
Happy birthday. Happy. Happy birthday, amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord.
We
amen.
Our beautiful, wonderful family. And David, even though the shortness up, I know I'll be on the line, but he lays there sometime. He wake up, he participate afterward, or either I would tell him what's going on or whatever. So, and plus, Reverend Bradford, you know, we used to come out anyway. Before the pandemic, and we came down a lot anyway, so we do know a lot of people on the line, face to face, and whatever. But God is good, and y'all some wonderful women of God, men of God, and you know, you gave me a blast off for my birthday, and I'll never forget it. So God is good, and I love y'all forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. And to God be praised.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Enjoy
Hallelujah.
Your day. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and Jesus
yes.
Christ. Amen. He is the King of
yes,
Kings and Jesus Christ. He is
yes.
the Lord of Lords.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
small.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Blessings on blessings. Love you, love you, love you.
Pastor Frida,
signing out. Amen.
Yes. God bless. Love y'all.
Thank you.